woman in the black dress. The Hollies, at least Alan Clark from the Hollies. That song. It's 8 o'clock at WRGN before we head to news here. A new study found that 10 days of the year where we're least focused at work, and all those 10 days fall on Mondays and Tuesdays. Today being Tuesday, of course. You got to stay focused today, right? All right, what was I going to do here? I was going to do something. I forgot what I was going to do. Oh, yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Peter King. President Trump tells Hamas, release the hostages by Saturday or else. More from the White House, CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say, all hell is going to break out.
President Trump made that threat in response to a reporter's question in the Oval Office. Though he declined to say exactly what he will do if Hamas misses his deadline to release hostages.
You'll find out, and they'll find out too.
Trump issued the ultimatum after a Hamas spokesperson accused Israel of violating the fragile ceasefire agreement and said the next hostage release scheduled for Saturday would be delayed.
Trump is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah II today. He's expected to put more pressure on Jordan and other Arab nations to accept Palestinians from Gaza as part of his plan to redevelop it. The president says he believes new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will be the catalyst for new business in the U.S.
Essentially, we're putting on a 25% tariff without exception on all aluminum and all steel. And it's going to mean a lot of businesses are going to be opening in the United States.
Now, the Pope has weighed in again on Trump's hard line on illegal immigration. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
In a letter to the bishops of the United States, the Pope said Trump's crackdown deprives undocumented immigrants of their inherent dignity. He says what is built on the basis of force and not on the truth about the equal dignity of every human being begins badly and will end badly. Francis has long been an advocate for migrants, calling on countries to welcome them and protect them as they flee conflicts and poverty. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Weather radar shows that huge snowstorm that begins in southern Missouri now stretches into most of Virginia, with Washington, D.C. and other eastern cities in its path. Here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The largest impact's probably going to be in the D.C. metro area up to Baltimore. You're looking in the, you know, around a half foot range. As you get closer to Philadelphia, you're probably closer to about 3 inches.
Investigators believe a collapsed landing gear led to a Learjet skidding off the runway and into a parked Gulfstream jet in Scottsdale, Arizona. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
In addition to the one person killed, at least three others were injured. Two were rushed to local trauma centers in critical condition. The other transported with non-life-threatening injuries. A fifth person was treated at the scene.
The Learjet is owned by Motley Crue singer Vince Neil, who was not aboard. Wall Street ahead of the opening bell. S&P futures are down 15 and Dow futures are down 80. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We'll be under a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning. At this point, snowfall totals are ranging from 4 to 9 inches. The storm could impact the evening commute tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The governor was in Racine yesterday. Do a deep dive about what the visit was all about at RacineCountyEye.com. Evers was on a statewide tour and did a pop-in at Acelero Learning on Mound. Pavement in Mount Pleasant will get broken up next week. A storm water drainage project will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. That'll happen next week. The following week, there'll be a closure of Newman between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Emmertson is being suggested as an alternate. An amber alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been extended to Missouri. Police believe she's traveling with Gary Day, the father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. And the Brewers have introduced a commemorative patch for the Uke. They'll wear it all season long, and it features Bob Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. The patch will be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Bucks drop one to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Giannis still out with that calf muscle injury. Damian Lillard scored 38. And the new guy, Kyle Kuzma, added 21 points in the loss. Still, he says it's better than being with the Wizards that had only 8 wins on the season at the time he was traded to Milwaukee.
It's just a different brand of basketball, you know what I mean? And I think that over here, obviously, like, possession by possession matters. Trying to finish out the break strong matters. I think that's just the only real difference.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers faced number 7th-ranked Purdue in Indiana on Saturday at noon. The Badgers now ranked 16th in the nation after a string of wins. That's 2 better than Marquette, who dropped to 18th in the nation. They're at home tonight at Fiserv Forum against DePaul, trying to snap that 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
My father was talking to me. He was eating a cookie, and he dropped it by mistake, stepped on it, peeled it off the bottom of his shoe, and ate it. Why are you eating a shoe cookie right now? He's like, that? No, come on, I beat it. 5-second rule, I beat it. It's not how it works. If you drop a cookie in the toilet, you don't get to eat it if you're quick about it. I love him to death. And look, I know it's a complicated relationship. If you're lucky enough to still have your parents around, it's a blessing. But I know you feel guilty a lot of the times because you know sometimes they call, you don't pick up. Then when you do pick up, you get impatient with it because they can't use the phone. You say something mean before you hang up. I know you feel guilty a lot of the times. But don't. Because I got news for you. They're not saying great things about you either. I guarantee you, my father was in the guest room at night. We gotta get the hell out of here. Mr. Big Shot won't let me eat shoe cookies.
We'll be right back.
Kingsman, Louie Louie, 810 local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN. Be listening tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9. We'll have a great concert announcement to make for you. We'll also tell you how you can get some tickets for that concert. Details tomorrow morning with me, 8:30 to 9 o'clock here at WRJN. Got a couple of things here to go on sale during the month of February. Custom items like engraved picture frames, food delivery, TVs, flowers, subscriptions to online dating sites. Probably because January was divorce month. Remember that? We talked about that last month. More divorces take place in January than any other time of the year. Yeah. Hence the dating sites. Pick up some steam. Ah, today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Here's Darlene Love. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Today.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
17, Surf City, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for some cloudy weather today, a slight chance of snow. We're getting some of that feathery type of flurry around town right now. Highs near 24 degrees today, cloudy, lows 19 tonight. Then the big stuff, snow tomorrow, 3 to 5 inches during the day, a couple of more inches at night. Highs near 29, right now it's 17 and cloudy at Radio Park. Well, this I don't understand. A fire department in Virginia had to put out a fire inside an igloo of snow someone made in the parking lot. Caught fire. That's an igloo made of snow. Catch fire. Huh. I gotta find out more about that story. He's back. He was under the weather for a while, but he's back with a vengeance. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. To no one's surprise, SNL's 50th anniversary episode is shaping up to be a star-studded event. Deadline reports that past cast members appearing will include Adam Sandler, Jane Curtin, Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Lorraine Newman, and Kate McKinnon. The show will air Sunday, February 16th on NBC and Peacock. Hollywood was well represented at Sunday night's Big Spanking, also known as the Super Bowl. It's a good thing there were other things to look at aside from the game, which was a blowout from the get-go. The actual game started off with actors John Hamm and Bradley Cooper introducing their favorite teams and getting the crowd riled up. Throughout the course of the day, viewers saw Kevin Costner, Miles Teller, Serena Williams, and of course, Taylor Swift, who got booed. Looks like her 15 minutes are finally... Just kidding. Popular opinion says it was lopsided numbers that favored Eagles fans that were responsible for the boos, or the Trump family. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I am a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Hookah, chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah,
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're.
Blue Swede, Ooga Chaka, hooked on a feeling. It's 8:24 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. How about some, these are some odd but true fun facts. You know, Diet Pepsi is not vegan. Pepsi won't tell you what animal ingredient it uses to keep it from being vegan. They said that's commercially sensitive information. America had laws against animal abuse way before there were laws against child abuse. What does that tell you? And the Beatles are the only artist ever to have five songs in the top five spots on the Billboard chart simultaneously. Happened on April 4th, 1964. Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, Please Please Me, and this song. Yeah, I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's 8:24, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh, yeah. Something I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please
that something I think you'll understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. 'Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. 'Cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me. 'Cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
Nancy Sinatra, Frankie's little girl with a smile. Nancy Sinatra, Sugar Town, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, life was so much easier before social media. A survey figured out how social media ruins your life and relationships. Here are the top two ways. Makes it easier to find out when the other person lied to you about what they were doing. And you can check out someone's history to see if they use the same lines and moves on you that they used on other people in the past. Ah, social media. Made our lives so much easier. We've got cloudy weather, some snow possible today with a high near 24, cloudy tonight, 3 to 5 inches tomorrow, more tomorrow night. Keep you on top of that. Cloudy, 17 degrees in Radio Park. It's 8:30 on the noggin. Here's local news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 inches on the low end, 9 on the higher. Southeastern Wisconsin will be under a winter storm watch tomorrow. It'll run from the morning to late tomorrow night, with potential snowfall totals between 4 and 9 inches. The storm could impact travel, especially during the evening commute. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Mount Pleasant pavement is getting busted up, which will cause some shutdowns. A stormwater drainage project next week will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. The following week, Newman will close between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Drivers are being told to plan ahead and to use Emerson Road as an alternative route during the closures. The Amber Alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been expanded to Missouri. Investigators say she's with Gary Day, the 40-year-old father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. An arrest warrant is active as police think the pair may be traveling through Missouri en route to Arkansas. And the governor was in Racine yesterday to talk about kids. Evers spoke at the Acelero Learning Center on Mound, with education the top topic. Read all about his visit at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Newsflash. The kids don't want to be there either. No kid wants to be trapped in a hotel room with their half-naked parents, waiting for my father to come out of the bathroom for an hour and a half. What are those noises? Sounded like a bear rummaging through a dumpster filled with balloons. He'd come out an hour later.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
But I have to go in there. There's nowhere else to go. Standing in your socks and water. What did he do? It's tough being a kid, isn't it? It's like a hostage situation. 18 years being dragged around by these two kidnappers. No money, no identification. 18 years. No decision is your own. Get in the car. Where are we going? I said, get in the car.
Boys, Little Deuce Coupe, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. And congratulations to our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashore from Gurnee. He'll be enjoying the Sweets, Jewelry, Flowers, Romance CD, and Herman's Hermits and the Association concert tickets. Thanks to our sponsors, by the way, Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. They're at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts. Congratulations to Nick Bashore from Gurnee. From your Valentine, the folks who really love you, WRJN.
Johnny. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly.
I'm in heaven.
I get carried away. I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be.
Other fellows.
I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be.
I'm in heaven.
An old pretty woman, 840 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the average person has five expired items stinking up their refrigerator right now. Takes 5 weeks of something going bad before we investigate the smell. And here's the bad news. The last time the average person cleaned out their refrigerator was in early September. That's gross. I'll bet you think this song's about you. I don't think so. I think it's about either Mick Jagger or Warren Beatty. I think that's what she said. Carly Simon, You're So Vain, 841, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf. Partner, they'd be your partner.
Currently, Simon, only a few specialized people, I don't know how to say the word, only a few specialized people know who that song is about. And the rumor for years was it was either about Mick Jagger or Warren Beatty, because she dated both people. So I know it's not about me, because I never met Carly Simon. Here's a story for you. A four-year-old near Chicago named Everly Back was born with a rare heart condition and had to have open heart surgery 3 days after she was born. Now, she's got a big scar on her chest, and her dad, Matt, was worried she might get self-conscious about it. So in solidarity, he went and got a tattoo on his chest that's an exact replica of her scar. He says it's the only tattoo he's ever gotten because he never wanted to get a tattoo until now, and she appreciates the gesture, but her immediate reaction was, "Stop copying me."
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ahead of the big snow, we've got high school sports tonight. Man, you just dodged a bullet, Dick, on this one. Even have to schlep through the snow. We have high school basketball tonight. It's going to be Burlington at Waterford, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. What can you tell us about this game?
Well, you got two teams. You got Waterford. They'll be trying to hold on to first place, but they'll be playing one of their nemesis, Burlington, which is giving them trouble over the last few years. So that's what will make it an interesting game. Burlington can't win the title this year, but they've been in a lot of games, so Waterford can't overlook them tonight.
Okay, I wanted to make mention of not every high school game that you broadcast is on WRJN. Some of them are just on DG Sports, and I'm going to give the going to give out the site in just a moment, how you can hear the stream. But you've got a game coming up February 14th, Westosia Central at Burlington. February 18th, Martin Luther at Racine Lutheran. Those won't be on WRJN, but they'll be on DG Sports, which you can find at dgsports.mixlr.com. Now, if people can't remember what I said, how can they find out? What's the best way for them to check the schedule of all the games you guys are carrying?
Well, then they should go to my Facebook page, Dick Graceffa, and it'll be on there. The schedule will be on there.
Okay, so Dick Graceffa on Facebook, and you can check out the schedule. Good. And our next broadcast game after tonight will be on February 21st. Then we got one on February 27th, and then the playoffs start.
Yes, the exciting time.
I got to tell you, I don't know how players, especially high school kids, deal with the tension. I could never, that's why, somebody said, why didn't you watch the whole Super Bowl? Because I couldn't deal with the tension. I like to see the ending, but I don't want to deal with all the stress about seeing dumb mistakes on the field and, getting all upset about them. So, yeah, I don't know how high school kids deal with that, but they do. So let's quick review here. We got a game coming up tonight, Burlington at Waterford. You said Waterford's in first place now, but watch out because Burlington's giving them trouble. And then we'll have one on February 21st, Waterford at Union Grove. That's my wife's old alma mater, Union Grove. So a lot of games going on, and you're just going to miss the big snow tomorrow. So this is good. Safe driving tonight.
That's good. You gave me some news that I didn't know. I heard we're going to get a little bit of snow, but you're talking like We're getting a major snowfall tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow afternoon we'll have 3 to 5 inches, and tomorrow night an additional up to 4 inches. So,
okay.
So you did dodge the bullet on this one. Okay, Dick Graceffa tonight. We've got high school basketball, and don't forget it starts at 6:30 with the pregame. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Tonight's game: Burlington at Waterford. Dick, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Don.
All right, talk to you later, my friend. Dick Graceffa doing our high school sports for us here on WRJN. But right now, doing our music is Rick Nelson.
It's up to you, because I've done everything I can. I hope that you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind, and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all so clear that I would give everything I own to have you near. Say you care.
It's up to you, Ricky Nelson, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got a poll here. People were asked if two co-workers begin an intimate relationship, should they be required to tell human resources? 38% said yes, but only if one supervises the other. 29% said no, it's nobody's business. 18% said yes in all cases. I've been at radio stations where that's happened. It's very uncomfortable knowing what you know. It's going on right in front of you. Yeah. It's 8:55 with the Mamas and the Papas. And Papas, I saw her again. 8:58, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. One more time this morning, I want to congratulate our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashour from Gurnee. He'll be enjoying the Sweets, Jewelry, Flowers, Romance CD, and Herman's Hermits and the Association concert tickets. We want to thank our sponsors for the contest. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine. People who love you most. WRJN. And don't forget to be listening tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9. I'll have a great announcement for you here. Some concert announcement. All right? This is something we haven't talked about yet on the air. We'll make the announcement tomorrow and tell you how you can win some tickets for the show, too. Details tomorrow morning with me, 8:30 till 9 a.m. right here on WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here. Coming up next, Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum until 2. Then it's Kurt Vollman until 6. And then we have a short show tonight with Chris Morrow until 6:30. And that's when... we'll have high school basketball with Dick Graceffa. It's all coming up. Right now, though, it's 9 o'clock. Keep it in. Local news and timeless hits. W.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump says Hamas had better release its hostages by Saturday noon or, quote, all hell is going to break out. But there's no indication on exactly what he has in mind. Also top of mind for Trump, rebuilding Gaza into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East and sending displaced Palestinians to other Arab countries. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Egypt's foreign minister rejected Trump's proposal, and this is sure to come up when President Trump meets with the King of Jordan here at the White House today. Trump has suggested that Jordan and Egypt could just take in all the Palestinians. And yesterday, he went a step further, saying he might be willing to cut off their foreign aid if they don't comply.
A Senate committee has sent Tulsi Gabbard's nomination as National Intelligence Director to the full Senate. CBS's Taryn Small says a vote is expected this week.
After Gabbard's name is voted out of the Senate floor, then another 30 hours starts for RFK Jr. But again, it doesn't look like he's going to face much pushback from Republicans.
In New York, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is due in court about now. He's expected to accept a plea deal after being